how vehicle size, weight, clearance, and overhang affect safety and operations on the road. Vehicle size, weight, clearance, and overhang significantly impact safety and operations on the road. Here's how each factor influences safety and operations. 1. Vehicle size. Larger vehicles, such as trucks, buses, or large SUVs, have different handling characteristics compared to smaller vehicles. They often require more space to maneuver, have larger blind spots, and need more time and distance to stop. Safety impacts. Larger vehicles might pose a greater risk in collisions due to their mass and the potential for more severe damage to smaller vehicles involved. 2. Vehicle weight. Heavier vehicles have longer stopping distances and may struggle to stop quickly in emergency situations. Braking capabilities are often reduced compared to lighter vehicles. Safety impacts. Heavier vehicles may cause more damage in collisions due to increased momentum, potentially resulting in more severe injuries to occupants in lighter vehicles. 3. Clearance and height. Vehicles with greater clearance, such as trucks or SUVs, have a higher center of gravity. This makes them more prone to rollovers if maneuvered abruptly or if taking corners at high speeds. Safety impacts. Higher clearance vehicles have a higher risk of rollovers, especially when driven improperly or carrying heavy loads. 4. Overhang. Overhang refers to the portion of a vehicle extending beyond its wheelbase. Longer overhangs increase the risk of hitting curbs, obstacles, or other vehicles when turning. Safety impacts. Overhangs can increase the risk of collisions, particularly when making tight turns or navigating narrow spaces. Overall, these factors affect safety and operations by influencing a vehicle's maneuverability, stopping distance, visibility, and susceptibility to accidents. Drivers of larger or heavier vehicles must be mindful of these factors and adjust their driving accordingly. Additionally, other road users should be aware of these differences when sharing the road with vehicles of varying sizes to ensure safe interactions and prevent accidents. Major vehicle components and their characteristics, including wheels, tires, and rims, mirrors, lights, windshield and windshield wipers, the engine compartment, the brake system, and the electrical system. 1. Wheels, tires, and rims. Wheels, the circular metal structure that holds the tire and connects to the vehicle's axle. They come in various materials and designs. Tires made of rubber, they provide traction and grip on the road. Different types exist for various weather conditions and terrains. Rims, the outer edge of the wheel where the tire is mounted. Rims come in various sizes and materials, contributing to the vehicle's aesthetics and performance. 2. Mirrors. Rear view mirror, mounted inside the vehicle, it provides a view of the rear for the driver. Side mirrors or wing mirrors, positioned on the sides of the vehicle, they offer visibility for lane changes and monitoring adjacent traffic. 3. Lights. Headlights illuminate the road ahead for nighttime driving and provide visibility to other drivers. They have low and high beam settings. Taillights indicate the vehicle's presence to other drivers from the rear and show braking or turning intentions. Turn signals, blinking lights indicating intended turns or lane changes. Fog lights assist in visibility during foggy conditions by emitting a low, wide beam of light close to the ground. 4. Windshield and windshield wipers. Windshield, the front glass providing visibility, made of laminated safety glass to withstand impacts. Windshield wipers move across the windshield to remove rain, snow, or debris, enhancing visibility. Engine compartment. Engine, the power unit of the vehicle, usually internal combustion engines or electric motors, responsible for generating power to move the vehicle. Cooling system includes a radiator and coolant to manage engine temperature. Fluid reservoirs store fluids like engine oil, brake fluid, and coolant. 6. Brake system, brake pads, and rotors, components that create friction to slow or stop the vehicle. Brake fluid reservoir stores brake fluid, which transmits force from the brake pedal to the braking system. 7. Electrical system, battery, provides electrical power to start the engine and power various electrical components when the engine is off. Alternator charges the battery while the engine is running and powers the vehicle's electrical systems. Each of these components plays a vital role in the safe and efficient operation of a vehicle. Regular maintenance and care of these parts are essential for vehicle longevity and safety on the road. How to properly adjust your driver's seat and mirrors. Driver's seat adjustment. 1. Seat position. Adjust the seat height to ensure good visibility over the steering wheel and a clear view of the instrument panel. Move the seat forward or backward so that you can comfortably reach the pedals without stretching your legs too far or being too close to the steering wheel. 2. Seat angle and backrest. Adjust the seat angle to ensure your thighs are supported along their length while avoiding pressure on the back of your knees. Set the backrest in an upright position, providing adequate support to your lower and upper back while maintaining comfort. 3. Lumbar support. If your seat has lumbar support adjustment, adjust it to support the natural curve of your lower back for added comfort and reduced fatigue during long drives. Mirror adjustment 1. Rear view mirror. Adjust the rear view mirror so that the entire rear window is visible from your seated position. Position it to minimize blind spots and provide a clear view of traffic behind you. 2. Side mirrors. Adjust the side mirrors to cover blind spots. The Society of Automotive Engineers, SAE, recommends the blind zone mirror setting. Lean to the left until your head touches the window and adjust the left side mirror to show a sliver of the side of the car. Lean to the right towards the center of the car and adjust the right side mirror in the same way. This widens your field of vision, reducing blind spots. 3. Fine tuning. Sit in your normal driving position and make small adjustments to the mirrors as needed for better coverage without duplicating the view. Remember, the goal is to have a clear and panoramic view around your vehicle. Regularly check and readjust your seat and mirrors, especially if another driver has used the vehicle or if you notice any discomfort or compromised visibility while driving. Adjustments tailored to your height, build, and driving preferences enhance safety and driving comfort.